This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots to talk about this week on the health front, and we want you to join us. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can pose a question or share a comment. We've got plenty of stories to run down for you as we put together for you some of the most important developments on the high-tech medical front, along with the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got an early caller, John from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
It's about the erythritol?
Yeah. Yes, the erythritol study. What about that?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I put lemon juice with my well water, and I put that in for a sweetener, and I've reduced my insulin from 35 units to 10.
Great.
And that's part of what's helping me, but I don't want to get a heart attack and a stroke because that's what the doctor told me I was going to have if I didn't reduce my blood sugar, blood pressure.
Indeed. And now there's a story about the potentially harmful effects of erythritol, which is a natural sweetener. And so thanks for your call, because you're actually teeing me off on something that I was about to discuss at the beginning of the show anyway. So a perfect call. So settle back and listen to what I have to say about this, okay? I just wrote a column for our newsletter, which will be released this week if you subscribe to our newsletter. Great. You'll get it in your inbox. If not, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. It's free. And this week's subject is, should you chuck your erythritol sweetened products? So a little background on this is, I hadn't really consumed much in the way of erythritol until recently. I was at a nutrition conference, and I was at the beverage station during a break, and I made myself a cup of tea. And then I looked at the sweetener options, and I saw a bunch of packets containing variously sugar, Splenda, and NutraSweet. And I said no to all three because I don't like to increase my sugar intake. But these natural sweeteners don't cut it, because I was well aware that there are downsides to them. We've been talking about that here on Intelligent Medicine. For example, there was a huge study, the Nutrinet Santé study out of France. You know, that's what they say. Instead of cheers, they say Santé when you click your wine glasses. And the Nutrinet Santé study demonstrated that intake of NutraSweet, which is aspartame, was associated with an increased risk of cerebrovascular events. That means strokes. And sucralose, which is Splenda, was associated with increased coronary heart disease risk. So I didn't have any of those. But I noticed there was a booth nearby that had samples on display of erythritol. And I said, great, I've got a cup of tea here. I want to put something a little sweet into it. And I grabbed one, I added it to my tea. And I was pleased to note that it had just the right amount of sweetness without the cloying aftertaste that pure stevia sometimes produces. So fast forward to last month, I went to my local health food store and I learned to my dismay that it was closing. But the unexpected boon was that they were liquidating their inventory at 40% off. So I bought a bunch of staples, and then I noticed a packet of erythritol there. And so I said, great, you know, I can sweeten my tea in the morning with that. Sometimes I like my tea plain, but sometimes I like to put something sweet in there. And I started doing that. I started enjoying my tea in the morning. And then all of a sudden this study, and, you know, as you're well aware, John, headlines like these abound. Sugar substitute erythritol common in keto foods may increase your risk for stroke. That was USA Today. National News reported artificial sweetener diet drinks and protein bars may increase the risk of heart attack. And CNN wrote zero-calorie sweetener linked to heart attack and stroke, study finds. And they continued in the article, if your blood level of erythritol was in the top 25% compared to the bottom 25%, there was about a twofold higher risk for heart attack and stroke. They say that's on par with the strongest of cardiac risk factors like diabetes, which you have, John. So I saw those headlines, and in light of that, you know, I contemplated chucking my erythritol because, man, I don't want it to give me a heart attack or a stroke. But then I decided to do a little bit of a judicious review of the scientific literature on this. And here's what I came up with. You know, rather than a knee-jerk response, which is what a lot of the people in the media have had, for example, you know, this gives you an idea on Twitter, you know, which has got a lot of alarmist stuff. Joel Kahn, MD, writes, beware, erythritol sweetener. A guy who has the moniker The Liver Doc writes, dear friends, if you are using artificial sweeteners, please read the ingredients label. If you see erythritol as one of the ingredients, please avoid. So, okay, I looked at the actual article, and it's legit. It's from the Cleveland Clinic, which is a prestigious place, and it's by a guy named Dr. Stanley Hazen. He's chair of the Department of Cardiovascular and Metabolic Sciences there, and he's an authority on cardiovascular disease prevention. He's got scores of papers and patents to his credit, so, you know, he's a very, very credible guy. But I remember that name, and it turns out that Dr. Hazen was also the author of a bit of a scare story that has to do with something called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. If you are kind of an aficionado of this stuff, you'll remember that there was a whole lot of concern raised about 10 years ago about choline, which is present in fish and soy, and carnitine, which is present in meat, converting to this bad thing called TMAO. And they said if you measure TMAO, you'll find that people have high TMAO are at risk for cardiovascular disease. The problem is that this particular paradigm has not really fared well under scrutiny because, and I write this in my article, a recent study showed that TMAO may be a neutral bystander to vascular function. That, there's a lot of controversy about whether that really has panned out. So, look, I won't hold that against Dr. Hazen, but that scare story did not really ultimately pan out. And, in fact, it's kind of counterintuitive because people who eat a lot of fish, which is rich in choline, they don't have more heart attacks. In fact, au contraire, people who eat a lot of soy, it actually reduces the risk of heart attacks. That's the choline that supposedly makes a lot of TMAO. And studies that look at meat intake, if they control for the healthy user effect, which means people who eat a lot of meat, well, they don't necessarily follow the healthiest lifestyles. But meat per se is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Well, the TMAO theory falls apart. But, okay, so let's look at the new paper. And I'm going to break that down for you, John, if you stay on the line with us, because there are some flaws in the reasoning behind this paper, which has created all kinds of alarms for people who consume erythritol. Erythritol present in some of the natural sweeteners, it's been popularized as something called Truvia. Truvia is a combination of stevia and erythritol. Stevia alone sometimes at least a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. It's not a perfect sugar substitute. It's generally considered very safe, but they add a little erythritol to it and make a hybrid product called Truvia, which people consume a lot of. It's a popular zero-calorie sweetener. So we'll do a deep dive on this study when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. John from Connecticut, stay put. This is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you. Tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're breaking down that new scare story about erythritol for you. And it comes to us from the Cleveland Clinic, which I must say has a great PR department, because this paper has some problems. It's a very elegant paper, I will admit, but there's some sleight of hand at work here, and I'll break it down for you. First of all, the paper demonstrates that high blood levels of erythritol really are associated with elevated risk of major cardiovascular events. Okay, so there's that connection. Also, in another part of this paper, they fed volunteers with erythritol, and they demonstrated that they could hike their blood levels of erythritol. So we have the connection between consumed erythritol and higher blood levels. And then finally, they demonstrated that there is a mechanism by which erythritol hikes the risk of blood clots, because it tends to cause platelets to become more sticky. So looking at that, you know, a lot of people be ready to chuck their erythritol because they think they might, drink some erythritol sweetened tea and immediately clutch their chest in pain and succumb to a heart attack. But as many of you astute intelligent medicine listeners know by now, correlation is not causation. So while higher blood levels of erythritol may be associated with cardiovascular risk, they may not be the actual cause, all right? So there's a compelling reason to believe that erythritol is not the cause, but rather a consequence of cardiovascular disease, because it turns out that just like cholesterol, in addition to consuming cholesterol, we make it. Our body makes about 80% of the cholesterol in our bloodstream. About 20% comes from diet, more or less. Same thing with erythritol. And it turns out that people who are overweight or have blood sugar problems like metabolic syndrome and diabetes, they make more of it. So it may be that it is a sign of cardiovascular risk and not necessarily the cause of cardiovascular risk. And we call this reverse causation. Which is a common error that many people make when they look at two phenomena and wrongly assume that one is the cause while the other is the effect. But what about this thing where the Hazen team demonstrated that feeding volunteers erythritol hikes their blood levels dangerously? Well, they just used 8 healthy volunteers, and they gave them a really big dollop of erythritol in a drink. That's not too realistic, because the drink contained 30 grams of erythritol, and that little sachet, that packet of erythritol that I add to my tea in the morning, delivers only 2 grams. So is this really realistic? You know, how many people actually consume 30 grams? That would be like 15 cups of sweetened tea, right? While we know that high blood levels of erythritol are associated with cardiovascular risk and that platelets can be rendered stickier when exposed to a big hit of that, what's the take-home for people who are at low cardiovascular risk and who aren't making a lot of erythritol and simply enjoy an occasional small amount of the stuff? So here's an interesting fact. It's a little pop quiz. What country in the world has the highest intake of erythritol from natural food sources? All right? It turns out it's Japan, whose inhabitants consume many times the amount we Americans do. Although now we're catching up because we have these erythritol-sweetened beverages. But they get it from natural sources. The major natural sources of erythritol include soy sauce, sake, beer, mushrooms, and melon, which are all popular in Japan. You can also find it in wine, pears, and grapes. Now, the average American consumes 25 grams per day. The per capita consumption in Japan often exceeds 100 grams. So check it out when we look at the death rate from heart disease in Japan. It's 30.6 per 100,000. And for the U.S., it's 210 per 100,000. So our death rate is many times higher from heart disease. Japan ranks 181 in the world for heart disease. And we're like right up there among the, if not number one, among the top five. So it turns out that the erythritol-saturated Japanese rank first in longevity among all the world's countries. So if erythritol really was such a killer that, you know, it would affect the Japanese, there are actually studies done a while ago that suggest that erythritol may be protective against vascular disease. There was a study that I dug up that says that erythritol consumption acutely improved small vessel endothelial function, and chronic treatment with erythritol reduced aortic stiffness. The conclusion, erythritol may be a preferred sugar substitute for patients with diabetes. So they're saying, not only is it not bad, it might be good. Yeah, well, that's an old study. So people who have GI problems, you can't take too much of these sugar alcohols. They're called polyol, sorbitol, erythritol, xylitol, maltitol. They run through you kind of quickly. They're things to avoid if you're on a low FODMAP diet. But the other thing about these sugar things is they keep you interested in sugar. So if you're really interested in kicking the sugar habit, maybe go easy on these sugar substitutes because they will pique your appetite for sweets, and then you might go for the real thing. That's the bottom line. Don't panic. Erythritol, you know, in modest amounts, not a big problem. This is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about vital nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, 877-726-8255. We invite your calls, your questions. We're breaking down all the important news stories of the week for you here on the health front. And here's a clickbait headline for you. Men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, study suggests. Okay, it's in a tabloid paper, the Daily Mail. But talk about toxic masculinity. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily. But more germane to at least my personal concerns. You see, I'm a mosquito magnet. And if you want to go hiking, you want to go hiking with me because I will lure all the mosquitoes in the environs to my skin and they will bite me preferentially and stay away from you. There's just something about my aroma, something about the oils in my skin, my pheromones. These are the attractants that the body manufactures for sexual signaling and communication at a subliminal level that attract mosquitoes. Not necessarily members of the opposite sex, but mosquitoes. Well, they're female mosquitoes, so, you know, maybe there's something to it. They suck human blood and that nourishes them so that they can lay eggs. All right, this is a breakthrough that I highly anticipate. Researchers map mosquito cells that may help the insects choose tastiest humans. I'm down with that. And it turns out that mosquitoes don't have noses. What they do have, however, is highly sensitive antennae. That's the plural of antennas. Mosquitoes detect odors mostly through their antennae. And scientists have long observed that variations in odors, heat, humidity, and carbon dioxide are factors in attracting mosquitoes to some individuals more than others. And so they're devoting considerable time, effort, and dollars to deciphering the language of the antennae, specifically what it is, what combination of chemicals turns mosquitoes on to the presence of suitable humans to bite. And so they say that further studies will focus on identifying the specific receptors that cause mosquitoes to be attracted to human odors. Okay, and this is a worthwhile study. It's funded by the National Institutes of Health. Research is underway at Johns Hopkins. And so, yeah, maybe in the future we can figure out something that will deter the mosquitoes from biting. That it's not some sort of harmful, toxic thing like DEET. You know, you apply it to your skin, and it kills the bugs, repels the bugs, but it's not exactly great because it gets absorbed through your system, and that may not be good for you, especially for young kids. You're not great about, you know, applying DEET to young kids when they go into the woods. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of innovations, well, you've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. Now they've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that attacks something very, very fundamental to the cause of disease, which is the inflammatory response. Many, many functions in the body have to do with inflammation. That's how a lot of things go wrong, with a lot of itises. And indeed, many degenerative disorders are associated with runaway inflammation. The nutrients in this distinctive formula, BCQ, also support gastrointestinal function, help maintain healthy connective tissue, which applies to the joints. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, it's a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain. It's a proteolytic enzyme for healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and I use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. All right, now to that story with the very, very enticing headline, men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, studies suggest. So, you know, the expression big cojones. Okay, so the implication is that you got to drink a lot of sugary soda to develop that attribute. And the story goes like this. The country's most popular sodas might refresh the parts other drinks can't reach by giving men bigger testicles and making them more masculine, a study suggests. But here's the problem. Research done on mice showed adult males, this is mice, who drank Coca-Cola or Pepsi had higher testosterone levels and larger genitals than their peers. Research in animals, in particularly when it comes to mice, has revealed the cure to many diseases. But, you know, we can sever the spinal cords of mice and we can fix them with this or that or the other procedure, and they can learn to walk again. But so far, it doesn't translate to humans. And so this study on mice is suggestive of an effect, I'll admit. But when it comes to suggesting that humans should drink a lot of soda to get bigger nether parts, I'm thinking that's not the correct interpretation. One group of 30 male mice was kept in a cage, and their water bottle was filled with 50% Pepsi mixed with tap water. Another 30 mice were kept in a different cage and given pure Pepsi. The same was done for two groups of mice, but with Coca-Cola. And a fifth group was used as a control and given pure water. The mice could drink as much as they pleased for 15 days. The mass of the mice's testicles was measured on day 0, 5, 7, 10, 13, and 15. Boy, I hate to be the grad student doing that study. I'm measuring mice testicles. Turns out that on day 15, the mass of the mice's testicles was significantly higher in the groups that drank Coca-Cola 100% Pepsi compared with the 50% Pepsi in control groups. There was a dose response effect. The more they drank, the bigger their testicles. But guess what? Taking a lot of sugar can promote faster growth. And that's what these products deliver. Here's the problem. When it comes to humans, study after study has suggested that the more sugar you take in, the more likely you are to become obese. And obesity is associated with the opposite, with a decline in testosterone and a propensity to diabetes, which is very often associated with hypogonadism, lack of sex hormones. So many diabetic men require testosterone shots to optimize their testosterone levels. They have low T. So this study, this garbage study done in apparently some remote part of China, because I looked at the university that does the studies, and they do a lot of yak research. Maybe they should stick to yak research in the upper research reaches near Mongolia. I'm not thinking this is a good idea if you want to enhance your masculinity. In fact, au contraire, I think it could put a dent in your sexual performance. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, 365, all through the week. Question should occur to you. Just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Here's one. When it comes to stomach cancer, what particular food can have a protective effect against the risk of stomach cancer? Bad cancer, because high risk of dying of stomach cancer, the 5-year survival rate, relatively low. It can be cured if caught early, but once it's spread, very, very poor prognosis. So definitely want to prevent stomach cancer. The Allium vegetable family has antibacterial, antioxidant, and immune modulation properties, and thus suggesting anti-tumor effects. And here's what they did. They did a prospective study. They examined whether Allium vegetable intake would change the risk of gastric cancer occurrence. And they also looked at whether this would be modified by vitamin supplementation, specifically garlic supplementation apart from diet, and treatment for Helicobacter pylori, which is a known potential cause of stomach cancer. And they looked at a lot of folks, over 3,000, and they gathered information on the intake of Allium vegetables, garlic vegetables, onions, scallions, and what they found was that there was an inverse association of the risk of gastric cancer with total Allium vegetable and garlic vegetable intake. And it was particularly strong for those who got placebo vitamins or placebo garlic. And that suggests a potential effect modification by nutritional supplementation, which has an additive benefit with the dietary intake of Allium vegetables. So the suggestion, the take-home from this is, yeah, eat a lot of garlic, especially garlic, but also Allium family vegetables, which include leeks. I love to make leek soup. Also onions, of course. These are among the allium family. But also consider supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, which has demonstrable immune support and potentially anti-cancer effects. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity only versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, 3D printing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, the largest in its segment, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And I told you about how you can record a question by calling 877-726-8255 anytime you like. And I promised to take some of those calls, so let's hear one.
Two quick questions. Something I read that clinical trials showed that omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, which I give to my husband and myself, can cause an increased risk for atrial fibrillation, which my husband has and is on Eliquis because of it. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, and should I stop giving him the fish oil? And the other thing is a big article that I read in a consumer magazine about cadmium and lead in dark chocolate, which I eat a little piece of every day, and it's 85% cacao, or however you pronounce that.
Okay, so let's tackle the last question first, which is about the high cadmium and lead levels in chocolate. And this is based on a study that was done that used more stringent guidelines than even the EPA uses for food quality. It's based on the Prop 65 guidelines in California, which are so stringent that you know, a lot of ordinary consumer products end up being the subject of class action lawsuits because of this or that or the other thing has above an unrealistic threshold of some of these things. But no question, cadmium and lead are bad, and you don't want a cocoa product that is said to confer health benefits to give you heavy metals. It turns out that cocoa as a plant is what's called a bioaccumulator. It pulls in a lot of toxic things from the soil, including lead and cadmium. And so it's a little hard in, cocoa, horticulture to prevent that. It's not like they're, you know, raising these cocoa plants on, some kind of Superfund site. It's just that there's naturally background levels of these things present in the soil, more so in some areas than others. And so you have to be careful. And, you know, just to mention that the company that we talk about here, which is Flava Naturals, they screen very carefully for lead and cadmium. They have a very high flavanol cocoa product, which we'll talk about next hour, which I consider safe, and I consume enormous amounts of it. And it delivers the health benefits without the exposure to the cocoa, to the lead and the cadmium. So when it comes to this atrial fibrillation thing, there was a study recently that shows that there's a slightly higher risk of atrial fibrillation in people who consume fish oil. But when it comes to your husband, that ship has sailed already. He has atrial fibrillation. So it's not going to make the atrial fibrillation worse. He needs to keep taking his Eliquis, and he needs to take whatever medication helps him to control his atrial fibrillation. But, you know, once you have atrial fibrillation, whether you take fish oil or not, it's not going to make it worse. And it might make things better because fish oil is actually a little bit of a natural blood thinner. So it may make him less likely to have the biggest consequence of atrial fibrillation, which is a stroke. So that, I think, is fine. You know, let's break it down. Two types of arrhythmias. One is atrial fibrillation, which is usually pretty benign, except for the fact that it somewhat increases your risk of blood clots, and therefore you need a blood thinner. And then there's ventricular arrhythmias, which are really the dangerous kind that can cause sudden death. And in fact, that's what DeMar Hamlin recently had on the football field. It caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Ventricular tachycardia, that is, you know, life-threatening. And it turns out that when it comes to fish oil actually have a suppressive effect on the more dangerous kind of arrhythmia, the more life-threatening kind. Atrial fibrillation has been shown to reduce sudden cardiac death by 80%. Omega-3 fats also reduce resting heart rate. They improve heart rate recovery after exercise. There was also a 38% reduction in the firing of defibrillators. So they have implantable defibrillators for people with life-threatening arrhythmias. Dick Cheney was someone who had one of those. And it's working for him, even though he's had, like, you know, 14 heart attacks. Firing of these occur when an arrhythmia develops, and then they send an electrical impulse, which basically shocks your heart the way that DeMar Hamlin was revived on the field. But this is annoying when it happens. You know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get electric shock. When people took fish oil, they had a 38% reduction in painful defibrillator firings during the course of their fish oil supplementation. So another point to be made is Greenland. Let's take a look at Greenland. Lots and lots of omega-3-rich fish, the inhabitants of Greenland, the indigenous population. They have a very, very low prevalence of atrial fibrillation. So if indeed, you know, lots of omega-3 caused atrial fibrillation, I'm thinking, you know, that would be kind of demonstration that that is not the case. Eskimos or Inuit, as they're now called, would have a higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. Turns out that they have a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and not necessarily a higher incidence of atrial fibrillation. So I would say that, you know, I've seen the study, and it's concerning, but for people who already have atrial fibrillation, I don't think it's germane, and in fact, I think fish oil is beneficial when it comes to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. Next hour, we're going to take a look at how the makers of sugary cereals like Lucky Charms are threatening to block the healthy food labeling guidelines in court. They say it's an infringement on their First Amendment free speech rights. What do you think? We'll tackle that subject. 877-726-8255 for calls.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Cleanup is underway in battered parts of the South and Midwest after the sprawling storm system produced ferocious winds and heavy snow that caused widespread damage and multiple deaths before racing through the Northeast over the weekend. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of New York State, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says another fast-moving snow system's heading toward the Plains states for the early part of the week.
We're looking at a northern kind of clipper-like system that's going to bring some moderate snowfall from the northern plains to the upper Midwest, so like the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Two teenagers under the age of 18 are dead, six others wounded in a shooting at a house party in Douglasville, Georgia. Douglasville County Sheriff's investigator is still piecing together what transpired at the home. Some of the 100 teens attending the party say the shots broke out sometime between 10:30 and 11:30 Saturday night, and the search now is on for the shooter or shooters. About 20 cars of a Norfolk Southern cargo train derailed near Springfield, Ohio, Saturday evening, the second derailment of the company's trains in Ohio in a month. And officials say, unlike February 3rd, the derailment in East Palestine, there were no hazardous materials on board the train. On ABC's This Week, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan said rail companies do need more oversight to ensure equipment and technology are upgraded and safe, as do other transportation systems.
It shouldn't take a disaster to have good oversight legislation to make sure that we have a safe rail system, but really importantly that I've been focused on, George, is a safe aviation system.
A small plane crashed trying to return to a Long Island airport Sunday. One person dead, two others on board in critical condition. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Egypt is in an economic crisis worsened by the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The conflict in Europe has exposed the frailties of an economy suffering from decades of mismanagement, turmoil from its 2011 Arab Spring popular uprising, years of militant attacks, and the coronavirus pandemic. For the country's millions of poor, a series of reforms linked to loans from the International Monetary Fund have meant even the basics are unaffordable as inflation soars and the currency weakens. In December, the government resorted to another IMF loan, with consumer prices nearly doubling from just a few months earlier. Jeremy House reporting.
The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed 5 homes, killed 1 person in a town some 18 miles from the Russian border. Check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis. Just log on to townhall.com. More toll roads are being constructed in the South.
Southern states are turning to express lanes as a way to address highway congestion without raising taxes. The marketing pitch is critical in the conservative South, where voters have long resisted anything resembling a tax hike. But with fuel tax revenues and federal infrastructure payments failing to keep up with the need to repair aging roads or to add capacity to reduce congestion, the toll roads can now be found in the South in Texas, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia. Jason Walker reporting.
AAA reports national average for a gallon of regular gas at $3.40 this week, 7 cents cheaper than a month ago. California has the highest price at $4.89 a gallon, Mississippi the lowest at $3.95. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Into the program, and today we have an excellent program on tap for you. I'd like to welcome Mr. David Wiley, President and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and Karen Honholt, Chief Development and Communications Officer, again with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Karen, welcome to Senior Care Live.
It's good to be here today.
All right. So I tell you what, I'm a little bit fired up today, and I'm really glad that we're going to be breaking this down. So for our listeners, in December, so that's December of 2022, The New Yorker published an article about how, in their words, hospice became, quote, a $22 billion industry plagued by exploitation. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And I'm so glad that we're going to set the record straight today. So for families who have had a different experience with hospice care, this was very upsetting. And for those in the healthcare field, including nonprofit hospice providers such as Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, the article was contested as just not providing a full picture of the range of hospice providers in the United States. So, David, I'd like to start off today by asking you to share with listeners some information about the state of nonprofit hospice care.
Sure, Steve, I'm happy to. You know, the digital version of the article is titled How Hospice Became a For-Profit Hustle. And it focuses on multiple instances of fraud by taking advantage of the Medicare hospice benefit. And it highlights, you know, how patient care can suffer. And so I think it's an important topic. You know, based on 2020 Medicare claims data, there are more than 5,000 Medicare-certified hospices nationally. Just 24% of them, or about 1,200 of them, are nonprofit, and the rest are for-profit, which that has been increasing dramatically in the most recent years as a result of acquisitions and also an influx of private equity dollars. Within our state, which is Missouri, we have 105 Medicare-certified hospices, and just about 25 of them are nonprofit.
Okay, all right. And so I would just like to share with our listening audience, so we're going to be talking about some specific things with Kansas City Hospice, so obviously here in the Kansas and in the Missouri area, in the KC metro area. So we're going to be talking about this, but just keep in mind for-profit versus not-for-profit hospice providers in your area, and then we're going to break that down a little bit more here in a little bit. But so, David, what does being a non-profit hospice mean as compared to a for-profit hospice provider?
You know, operationally in healthcare in general or for any industry, being a nonprofit means that your fiduciary responsibility is to your beneficiaries, your clients, the community, or the people who directly benefit from your services, you know, rather than an owner or a shareholder, as in this case, a for-profit or privatized industry. Private corporations have a legal responsibility to distribute their profit margins among their shareholders or owners. Nonprofits still aim to make an operational profit. You know, it's key that nonprofits are financially stable and sustainable. But the difference is that nonprofits invest those same profits back into their other programs or services to serve clients and the community. You know, the other key difference between a for-profit and a nonprofit hospice or healthcare for that matter is really, you know, a mission focus. Nonprofits are governed in the decision-making by a dedication to mission-based work. For example, our mission at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care is to bring expert care, peace of mind, comfort, guidance, and hope to people affected by serious illness or by grief.
You know, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, all businesses have to be operationally stable in the financial side of things.
Absolutely.
It comes down to then what do you do with the profits?
Right.
Reinvest it back into the nonprofit organization to further the mission or distribute to shareholders. I mean, that's the big dividing point to me as I can see it.
I think so. And I think our approach in terms of various aspects of how we staff and those kind of things we'll get into, but that's a big factor as well.
Okay. So how does that distinction impact the care that people receive and lead to some of the concerning scenarios described in that article?
You know, again, it's the decision-making for a for-profit hospice and the way in which they deliver programming, you know, is guided by a goal and, you know, a legal obligation to maximize profits for shareholders. You know, typical business tactics to achieving that include, you know, minimizing expenses and selectively serving only patients whom you believe will be profitable. That's typically referred to as cherry picking.
I hate it when I hear about cherry picking, and I hear about it all the time, frankly.
Yeah, it does. It happens, and, you know, we're a legacy hospice. We've been serving patients since 1980, and, you know, our reputation means that we are high quality and we can take care of very sick people. But the impacts of this are, you know, patients without a financial payer like private insurance, Medicare, or finances on their own, they're left without care. Patients with complex needs are denied because it's determined to be too costly, and for-profit hospice providers, they may refuse care due to this complexity of need, whether medical, like comorbidities, or those facing both medical and socioeconomic challenges. And that happens all the time when, you know, social workers call and they explain this to us, or discharge planner, they explain this to us, and they know that we'll say yes no matter what.
Okay, that's excellent.
Services that can improve comfort, quality of life, or enrich a serious ill person's life sometimes are eliminated from programming to ensure that the Medicare hospice per diem reimbursement exceeds the cost to provide care. And then, of course, support to family members, including grief support, are sometimes minimized, and we know that because a lot of hospices refer their folks to us to take care of in that grief situation. Mm. Nonprofit providers driven by a mission ensure care is provided to all who need it, regardless of their ability to pay or complexity of care. And nonprofits like Kansas City Hospice prioritize programming we know to have a positive impact on patients and their families. And these programs might include patient or family support or even extensive grief programs that go well above and beyond the minimum regulatory requirements.
Okay, so can you tell us more about that, and what are some of the unique things that Kansas City Hospice is able to provide as a nonprofit?
You know, when we focus on our mission, we prioritize patient comfort and quality of life over profits. This means that we provide patient and family services even when the hospice reimbursement doesn't cover the full cost of the services. Generally speaking, this translates into more comprehensive and whole person care for the patient, which better meets their physical, emotional, spiritual, social, and mental health needs. It also includes a more comprehensive support of the patient's family, both during the course of hospice care and in grief support services provided following the loved one's death. We offer a variety of expressive therapies, art and music therapy, which can really help patients express themselves and cope with emotional effects of their diagnosis. Expressive therapy can also help patients and their family members communicate and bond. We also offer pet therapy, which has been shown to offer comfort, increase joy and socialization, decrease feelings of loneliness or depression, diminish pain, and release endorphins, which have a calming effect. We're proud to be unique in our metro area as accredited by the National Association of Jewish Hospice and as a We Honor Veterans Level 4 partner. We also offer two inpatient units, which these are hospice centers, which it would be very, very rare that a for-profit would take that endeavor on because of the investment required to make that happen. Enhancing our care for these specific populations further, we place a priority on ongoing staff training and cultural competencies, trauma-informed care, soul injury, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and other topics, ensuring that the best possible care for patients is provided.
That is excellent. So if you have a case manager and the case manager is like, you know, we need to connect this family, this patient to a hospice provider, what we're talking about today is to set the record straight and really correct this damaging article in the New Yorker, and it paints all hospice providers in kind of the same light. And I think as you can see, David reviewed a lot of information that there you cannot compare the two, and you should not compare the two. And David, unfortunately, it only takes a few bad apples to kind of spoil the barrel, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right, if you'd like to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, here's the phone number, 816-363-2600. You can also go online. There's a wealth of information at the website, kchospice.org. Now let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. What are the different ways a hospice provider receives reimbursement for the health care they provide? A, private insurance. B, Medicare and Medicaid. C, self-pay out of pocket. D, care provided without payment. Or E, all of the above. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you.
They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor Subaru and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive, to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is the federal government using inflation to enforce their green agenda? If your energy price goes up, they'll try to sell you an electric vehicle. But if the price of your groceries go up, the Fed can do absolutely nothing. How do you get relief in your wallet while the federal government turns us into Europe? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What are the different ways a hospice provider receives reimbursement for the health care they provide? A, private insurance. B, Medicare and Medicaid. C, self-pay out of pocket. D, care provided without payment. Or E, all of the above. And the answer is E, all of the above. And while many providers may refuse care to patients who do not have a payor source or personal financial means to afford the care, nonprofit hospice providers typically provide care to those without financial resources and the ability to pay. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk specifically about how Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care addresses that. You're going to be really impressed with that. But with that, we'd like to reintroduce David Wiley and Karen Honholt, both with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And today we are talking about an article in the New Yorker, and it just really kind of shed, a really negative light or a cloud over all of hospice. And I'm really glad that we're breaking this down and then giving you, the listeners, tools to determine which way you want to go on that. And David, before the break, you were sharing some of the ways that Kansas City Hospice, as a nonprofit hospice provider, is able to enhance care for patients and their families. And it really begs the question, does being a nonprofit mean that you are not able to provide the same level or quality of care that a for-profit organization provides?
You know, Steve, it's quite the opposite. You know, we pride ourselves, as many other nonprofits do, on providing the highest quality of care available in the market. In fact, according to the National Partnership for Hospice and Healthcare Innovation, which is a member organization of nonprofits nationally, nonprofit hospices provide patients with 10% more nursing visits, 35% more social worker visits, and two times as many therapy visits versus for-profit hospices on a per-patient basis.
That is objective, just absolute objective data, and you just can't even argue with that. That just proves the point.
You know, I think it's important, and actually on February 27th of 2023, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, they published an article regarding a cross-sectional study of 650,000 surveys. These are hospice surveys from more than 3,100 hospices. And these are surveys of caregivers of patients that were receiving hospice care. And it reported that substantially about worse care experiences in for-profit than in non-for-profit hospices. And those who received care from for-profit chains reported the worst care experiences, according to the researchers.
And so that is a legitimate, the journal, the JAMA, basically, right? That,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that is, so this isn't a fly-by-night article in a fly-by-night journal, and it's, they didn't go out and talk to 10 or 20 people. 650,000 surveys, that is substantial.
It really is. And, you know, as a nonprofit, we do this because we prioritize patient care over profit margins. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that every for-profit hospice, you know, provides bad care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just these numbers really speak for what's going on when you're making these prioritizations. And, you know, that's research. I think thinking back to that New Yorker article, one point that was missed is that families absolutely have a choice when it comes to hospice care. And what's unfortunate is that not all providers give an equal standard of care, so it's important to research and compare options.
All right, there's no doubt about that. So what are some of the ways that our listeners can do just that, and what should they be looking for when comparing options?
You know, first of all, Consumer Report advises families to look for the top indicators of a good hospice, nonprofit status, certification by Medicare, and a long record of services. And in December of 2022, the National Association of Home Care and Hospice and the Center for Medicare Advocacy announced a new hospice resource with questions consumers should ask to find a good hospice. And we have a link or a website, medicareadvocacy.org. You know, from my perspective, there's some key questions for which nonprofit providers will stand out among others. I think asking about staffing ratios, how many patients does one nurse take care of? What is your expected response time in a 24/7 situation or in the middle of the night? And also, do you have dedicated after-hours staffing? I think, you know, making sure that your daytime team can focus during the day and having a dedicated team. Those are some things that we do at Kansas City Hospice that really make a difference for us. I think also inquiring if the hospice offers any additional services beyond what's required by Medicare. Does the hospice have a mission statement that they're willing to share? Do they have any particular philosophy about the type of individuals it won't serve? And how does the hospice honor the unique needs of specific populations? For example, LGBTQ, Black Americans, Jewish, Asian, Hispanic, veterans, et cetera. You know, and are the staff available who have education and training in caring for individuals and families of specific populations? So I always encourage families to ask questions, you know, about the provider's values. There should always be informed choice in care, where the care can be received, the types of locations available to provide care. We talked earlier about inpatient units. You know, if things get very difficult and the symptoms are unable to be managed in the home, is there a seamless way to transition to an important place? So, you know, the guide has several specific questions that aim to take care of that.
Okay, wow, that was a lot. So, again, so if you're listening to the program, you might be out in Santa Barbara, California. You may be up in the Washington, D.C. area, down in Florida, Texas, Sheridan, Wyoming, Nebraska, all over the place, okay, anywhere in the country. This information is for you. And what I've done is if you want to click on some links and educate yourself and get familiar with some of this information, just go to seniorcarelive.com. You could also go to kchospice.org and find this information as well. But if you go to seniorcarelive.com, just go to partner sponsors and then find KC Hospice right there. And I made these links available for you, so all you got to do is click it and get your information there. And again, if you have a question for David or Karen or anyone with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, that phone number is, again, is 816-363-2600, 816-363-2600, or again, online at kchospice.org. And coming up next, I'm going to visit with Karen Honholt, Chief Development and Communications Officer with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, hop, hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Here's Brian Will, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author.
It was my ability to sell. That's why the landscaping company did well, and that's why the insurance agency that I launched did well, is the ability to sell and teach people to sell. I do believe at some level there are people that just naturally, we call them closers. The ability to sell means you can not only sell a product, but you can sell a vision. And if you can sell a product and a vision, then you're probably a pretty good candidate to be an entrepreneur, and that's what I was. So,
do you think people can learn that?
Sure. I have a training course we do where we teach them, you know, I call it the four keys to being a closer.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
When you're just starting out, finding your first client can be hard. But here's one way that you can go about winning client number one. Find your ideal client and ask them, what are the results you're looking for? And usually they'll tell you straight away, I need three more customers, or I need this result out of your service. And you say, great. I will work on that result for 30 or 60 days, and when I accomplish it, you commit to two things. One, you'll give me a positive review online, and two, you'll hire me at this rate. And they'll say, wait, you'll accomplish those goals and then I'll hire you? Yep. Might sound a little silly, but it works, and it's a great way to go get client number one.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so going to welcome, again, Karen Honholt. She's the Chief Development and Communications Officer for Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, to the conversation to discuss more about what sets nonprofit hospice providers apart and how they're able to achieve so much in the care that they provide. And all of this is really addressing an article that was, you know, pretty negative, trying to shed a negative light on all of hospice. So I'm so glad that we are really kind of setting the record straight today. And Karen, is there anything that you'd like to add to what David has already shared about the distinct things a nonprofit like Kansas City Hospice is able to do?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So we, one of the things that I think is important and that most nonprofit hospices are is local. We're right here in Kansas City. Our workers, our board of directors, live right next door to our you know, patients and families that we're serving throughout the community. And I think that's really important because we're committed to caring for, you know, our own community. We're invested in our own community. And one of the other ways that it, being local adds another layer of distinction to the way in which we're able to provide care is it allows us to respond to the unique changing and emerging needs of this community. So what's happening right here in this community, as other nonprofits in their own communities can respond and quickly respond to things that are happening, you know, in their own community. One of the other things is we're able to use our own patient outcome and family satisfaction data to identify opportunities for improvement and put some action behind it. So some of those who are maybe for-profit across the country, you know, they're not looking at necessarily their data in quite the same way we are. We're looking at what's happening right here with our own patients. Also, being led, locally led, operated by a leadership team and a volunteer board of directors who live right here in Kansas City, that allows us to achieve some significant progress over the years. Our family and caregiver experience surveys show Kansas City Hospice meeting or exceeding the national average in the majority of major points, 6 out of 8, with 88% willing to recommend this hospice, which is a higher percentage than the national and Missouri average. For Medicare patient care measures, Kansas City Hospice rated higher than national average on all 3 quality measure points. And we've also seen a reduction in staff turnover to below the national average in most disciplines, which we know positively impacts the patient experience. So David mentioned the importance of choice in hospice care, and one of the ways Kansas City Hospice prioritizes choice in care is by providing a greater range of options in the level of involvement some disciplines have in a patient's care. So disciplines that are often marginalized in for-profit care, those might include social work, physical and occupational therapy, chaplain care, grief support. Those are the services that are prioritized by a nonprofit like Kansas City Hospice alongside the disciplines that are focused on physical symptoms of serious illness. So hospice is about the whole patient and the whole family, and we can really pull all of those pieces together. If there's a desire by the patient for a higher frequency of visits by the hospice chaplain, for example, to address unresolved family conflict, personal regret, things like that, or a recognized benefit by the social worker for the support of a grief support specialist to provide anticipatory grief earlier in the course of care, Kansas City Hospice can accommodate those needs as they arise with our patients. In 2019, a study commissioned by the National Partnership for Healthcare and Hospice Innovation that David mentioned earlier, NPHI, that showed that nonprofit hospices provided patients with 35% more social worker visits. And in the same study, for-profit hospices reported spending less than half of what nonprofit hospices report spending on bereavement services. So we're really putting that, what's best for the patient, the things that are going to get the best patient outcomes first and foremost.
Okay, and so I love that this is not just an opinion. So here we have all of these facts, all of these measurables, and so, again, it's not a subjective opinion. This opinion is backed up by facts, measurable data from all of these different very credible sources and 650,000 surveys. And just, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So I love this. Karen, this leads me to ask, how are you able to do it all? And, you know, what, aside from the mission and the desire, makes providing such extensive and high-quality care even possible?
Well, I think, first of all, it really starts with our own people. So our staff, for example, really work to maximize their productivity and efficiencies. We minimize costs as much as possible, always with the goal of not impacting our patient care. So we're always looking at cost, but patient care comes first. And we have a strong leadership team, a dedicated workforce. I'm very proud to work with some of the best people in Kansas City, and I think in the healthcare field, because they really, really care about what they do and know that, you know, it's those efficiencies that get us through and help us to make the best decisions. And you know, we've been doing this for 43 years, so we've got some dedicated staff on board. The other thing that we're really strong in is the commitment of our volunteers. And so that's really instrumental to our success, and it's often the mechanism through which we're able to provide enhanced services. So we offer things like pet therapy, memory projects. We have a program called Lasting Conversations that helps to record life stories or other things that a patient on service might want to share and leave with their loved ones. We offer peer grief support groups and grief camps. We have veterans programs, including we're level 4, We Honor Veterans program, which is a national certification. And we also have introduced kind of a homegrown similar program called Celebration of Life. And so one of the things that We Honor Veterans does is it really pulls together or really honors the lives of veterans, and we do that for everyone on service. We do offer that to them. We've called that Celebration of Life. So those are just a few of the things we're able to do with our volunteers. And I think the third thing that I would say is we're really able to do this work because of the generosity of our community and our supporters. Philanthropy allows nonprofits such as Kansas City Hospice the ability to prioritize our mission-based work. We don't have to risk our financial sustainability, our stability, because we have people right there supporting us and really supporting the patients and the families that we serve is what it comes down to. So our donors, our event volunteers, foundations and other grant funders. We have corporate sponsors, business partners. All of them are invested in Kansas City Hospice, which really means they're invested in the community and ensuring that, you know, the people that need our help are able to get that.
So it sounds like philanthropic support helps nonprofits respond to identified needs among their patients and families. So how do you identify those needs and adapt to them? And can you give some examples of how that is played out at Kansas City Hospice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned earlier our social work team that we have. That's a discipline that is on every team. Every care team is a social worker, and they help to identify, you know, some of the patients that might be struggling a little bit more with things. They'll look at the their basic needs that they might have. Those could be things like food, housing, personal hygiene, whether they have the right household items, and if they see an issue, a lot of times, you know, we will work with and refer to community resources, and often they will work with we have actually a fund that was established in 2018 called the B. Haley Fund for Patient Assistance that we can offer that assistance as well for basic needs, which is very much the basic needs, which is very much, you know, things like food. Our people that go into the home, they're the eyes and ears, and they often see things that the patient might have not realized as a big issue, or their physician might not know if they're not, you know, seeing them or if they're seeing them in the office. And so they're able to identify those and get them the help that they need.
And that's that mm-hmm. extra layer of care and extra really just way above and beyond that. This is not required for licensure as a hospice provider. And then the other thing through all of the fundraising throughout the year is that Kansas City Hospice provides over $500,000 in uncompensated care to individuals without the resources to pay. So again, if you're listening to this program and you're not from the Kansas City area, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to a nonprofit hospice provider in your area and just find out if they are doing some of the things that we're sharing with you here at from the great folks at Kansas City Hospice in palliative care. And hang on, don't go away. We have even more information to share with you.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
7-3.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Imagine you had 8 laptops, each controlling 3 LCD screens, and then imagine those displays twist and move like a Rubik's Cube. Yes, I'm describing the WoW Cube, a new gaming platform with animated screens and games you play by twisting, tilting, and shaking. Alex Valinsky from WoW Cube explains how it works.
So if you want to exit a game, for example, you would just take this cube and you would shake it, and then you would go into the main menu. If you want to start a game, there's a cursor that you move by tilting the cube, and once you select the game that you want to play, you would tap the cube from the side. So the accelerometer would fill that and start the game for you.
And the WoW Cube is loud.
Oh, yes. It is really nice and loud, and you can control the sound volume and the brightness of the LCD displays through the app from your smartphone.
Pre-orders are open at wowcube.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Visiting today with David Wiley and Karen Honholt, both with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And we're talking today about for-profit versus not-for-profit hospice providers and a pretty negative article written in the New Yorker last December. So we're really setting the record straight. And look, it's not to say that all for-profit hospice providers do a terrible job. We're not saying that. There are always a few bad apples, though, that kind of really ruin it for everyone. But look, I'll just say it. The overwhelming data and facts claim and show and prove that the better service, the better care, the better everything is provided by nonprofit providers. And as we mentioned earlier, David, I don't remember my exact numbers, but somewhere 20-25% of hospice providers are nonprofits. So it is a small group, but providing really the best care.
For sure, yeah, and many legacy hospices that have been doing this since the late 70s and early 80s, so very experienced at what they do.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. And Karen, so we talked in the previous segment about philanthropic efforts, and I know that Kansas City Hospice does a lot of fundraising, and we have the B. Haley Fund for Patient Assistance. So a caregiver goes into someone's home and they may see the need for just personal hygiene items or maybe some food in the pantry or something just basic like that. And you cover that. That is not required for hospice licensure, I'm sure.
No, it is absolutely not. But we're very proud and honored to be able to do that. And it's thanks to our donors that we can do that.
That is excellent. It's just another example of going above and beyond. And then, Karen, what about the Vincent A. Stone Street Family Fund?
Yeah, so this was established last year. We were honored to be able to care for Mr. Stone Street, who is the father of actor Eric Stone Street. And when they were looking for hospice care in Kansas City, they looked at it, what was available, and both for-profit and nonprofit,
yeah.
and believed Kansas City Hospice was the place that he needed to be. And they were so impressed and happy with the care that he and they received they came back to us and said, and I can remember Eric actually saying, we have a lot of resources and we're really able to choose what we believe to be the best, but what happens when people don't have the resources?
Mm-hmm.
And so, we were able to say it's because of our donor. So we will not turn anybody away because they don't have resources to pay. And so we had some more conversation about that. And then they, as a family, established the Vincent A. Stone Street Fund, Family Fund. And really what they chose to focus on is our Carousel Pediatric Care. So we have a program that provides home health and hospice to pediatric, really pre-birth all the way through late teens. And so they established this fund, actually intentionally inviting people to give to the fund as well. So we use that to help to offset the cost of care. So many young families may not have resources. And so we're able to offset that care and also grant pediatric wishes with this. Now, the B. Haley Fund, we also can grant patient wishes with that as well. So we do help with basic needs. The vast majority of what we use it for is, anything from food to housing expenses, things like that. But we also help to sometimes patients, even in their later years, there are things that they really want to mark off their bucket list, and
mm-hmm.
we're able to grant some of those wishes as well. So these are two just really great funds that are completely donor-supported, and it's honestly so much fun to be able to work with our social workers and provide whether it's basic support or granting wishes to our patients, all because of the donors like the Stone Streets who wanted to make that happen.
That is excellent. And just a little trivia, I sat next to Eric Stone Street at a Chiefs game last year. So,
he's a neat guy.
That was kind of cool. He was really super nice. So you would never know he's a big-time celebrity. He was just as nice as could be. So,
yes.
So that's really cool. Well, do you have any, in the brief time that we have left, any client impact stories that you might want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think, every time a social worker is meeting with the family and they're talking about the different needs that they have, I really leave it up to them to decide what's going to make the most impact for this family and or for this patient or for their family member. And so they'll come with, some kind of unique and different, requests. And we try to grant those whenever possible because, we trust them. We trust the families that we're working with to know what's going to help them the most. And so most often, to be quite honest, that means groceries or, hygiene or cleaning supplies, things like that. A lot of people get by with not much, and we want them to be comfortable. And you certainly don't want a person, who's facing serious illness, who's dying in their home or, caregiving for their loved one, not to know where their next meal is coming from. And so that's probably our most frequent request. But I will say, you know, some of the really neat things that we've been able to do. We had a little girl on service, not super little, but she was 15 at the time. Mm-hmm. She was on service. She had kind of made her peace that, you know, she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Her request was actually to plant a garden with her mother that her mother would have when she passed on.
Oh, wow.
So they planted a tree outside of her window, planted this garden together, and she did end up dying the next year, which I think about her often, and her family and you know, it wasn't much. It wasn't a lot of money. Most of these are a couple $100s.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just
a lot, though.
Yeah, they just make such a huge difference for these families.
Well, thank you so much for that story. And David and Karen, you've just provided us with some inspiring stories and information and factual resources I think will really help our audience better understand the distinction of nonprofit hospice care and its value to the family. So if people have additional questions about the topics discussed today, David, where can they go?
They can give us a call, or they can go to our website, which is kchospice.org. They can also call us at 816-363-2600, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, and then we'll have some links at kchospice.org. I'll also have some links at seniorcarelive.com, and that way just make an informed decision. That's what all this is about. But in Kansas City, I always refer to KC Hospice, and I always have and I always will, and I feel really good about that. So check it out and just make sure you get with the right hospice provider. And David and Karen, thanks so much for being here today and just helping me set the record straight. This is excellent information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here today.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news. This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden used the searing memories of 1965's Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama today to recommit to securing voter rights.
The children of God started a journey, walking, not saying a word, beaten, tear gassed. On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
The president among those commemorating the anniversary today of the brutal attack by authorities on the peaceful civil rights demonstrators as they marched along the city's Edmund Pettus Bridge. At least five people in the hospital after a shooting at a beach near Los Angeles Saturday night, a few miles away from the location of a gun buyback event that was held earlier in the day by police and a Los Angeles County supervisor. At least 45 guns were exchanged for gift cards. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, sees a cloud over Israel these days.
What we see is a potential unraveling of Israeli society, an unraveling of the almost Lockean social contract that holds us together, where the people of Israel say to the government of Israel, we'll pay your taxes, we'll fight in the wars, but you, the government, have to show that you're responsible and that you represent the people.
All this over the judicial reform initiative that's going on in the country, splitting them apart. Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. He says it's showing up this discontent with calls for civil disobedience like service personnel or military members not showing up for work. Britain has reasserted its sovereignty over the Falkland Islands after Argentina pulled out of a cooperation agreement and demanded new talks over the South American territory that sparked war between the two countries back in 1982. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
They're called warm hubs, and they're sprouting all across Britain this winter as soaring food and energy prices are taking their toll on citizens.
Thousands of warm hubs have appeared throughout the UK in libraries, churches, and community centres. They act as a haven for those who cannot afford to continuously heat their homes or are trying to save money by skipping hot meals. The disastrous combination of Russia's war in Ukraine, continuing disruption from the pandemic, and the economic aftershocks of Brexit is putting more people in Britain under financial strain. The UK's annual inflation rate was just above 10% in January, with food prices up almost 17% over the year. Karen Chavas, London.
King Charles will travel to France and Germany for his first state visit since becoming monarch, underscoring Britain's efforts to build bridges with its European neighbors. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than 100 United Nations members have agreed on a unified treaty to protect the high seas.
The treaty is a turning point in a years-long effort to bestow order on vast stretches of the planet where conservation was hampered by a confusing patchwork of laws. The agreement will create a new body to manage ocean life conservation and establish marine protected areas in ocean regions outside national boundary waters. Initially, the negotiations were anticipated to end on Friday, but stretched deep into Saturday, concluding a total of 2 weeks of talks in New York. Raina Lee, UN Ambassador for Oceans and Law of the Seas Issues, expressed her gratitude at the accomplishment, saying,
"Good evening-ish, ladies and gentlemen. The ship has reached the shore."
Experts say that a global oceans treaty is needed to enforce the UN's pledge to protect 30% of the planet's oceans, as well as its land, for conservation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Check out more of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an or state with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots to talk about this week on the health front, and we want you to join us. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can pose a question or share a comment. We've got plenty of stories to run down for you as we put together for you some of the most important developments on the high-tech medical front, along with the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got an early caller, John from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
It's about the erythritol?
Yeah. Yes, the erythritol study. What about that?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah.
So, I put lemon juice with my well water, and I put that in for a sweetener, and I've reduced my insulin from 35 units to 10.
Great.
And that's part of what's helping me, but I don't want to get a heart attack and a stroke because that's what the doctor told me I was going to have if I didn't reduce my blood sugar, blood pressure.
Indeed. And now there's a story about the potentially harmful effects of erythritol, which is a natural sweetener. And so thanks for your call, because you're actually teeing me off on something that I was about to discuss at the beginning of the show anyway. So a perfect call. So settle back and listen to what I have to say about this, okay? I just wrote a column for our newsletter, which will be released this week. If you subscribe to our newsletter, great. You'll get it in your inbox. If not, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. It's free. And this week's subject is, should you chuck your erythritol sweetened products? So a little background on this is, I hadn't really consumed much in the way of erythritol until recently. I was at a nutrition conference, and I was at the beverage station during a break and made myself a cup of tea. And then I looked at the sweetener options, and I saw a bunch of packets containing variously sugar, Splenda, and NutraSweet. And I said no to all three because I don't like to increase my sugar intake. But these natural sweeteners don't cut it, because I was well aware that there are downsides to them. We've been talking about that here on Intelligent Medicine. For example, there was a huge study, the Nutrinet Santé study out of France. You know, that's what they say. Instead of cheers, they say Santé when you click your wine glasses. And the Nutrinet Santé study demonstrated that intake of NutraSweet, which is aspartame, was associated with an increased risk of cerebrovascular events, that means strokes, and sucralose, which is Splenda, was associated with increased coronary heart disease risk, so I didn't have any of those. But I noticed there was a booth nearby that had samples on display of erythritol. And I said, great, I've got a cup of tea here, I want to put something a little sweet into it. And I grabbed one, I added it to my tea. And I was pleased to note that it had just the right amount of sweetness without the cloying aftertaste that pure stevia sometimes produces. So fast forward to last month, I went to my local health food store and I learned to my dismay that it was closing. But the unexpected boon was that they were liquidating their inventory at 40% off. So I bought a bunch of staples, and then I noticed a packet of erythritol there. And so I said, great, you know, I can sweeten my tea in the morning with that. Sometimes I like my tea plain, but sometimes I like to put something sweet in there. And I started doing that. I started enjoying my tea in the morning. And then all of a sudden this study, and, you know, as you're well aware, John, headlines like these abound. Sugar substitute erythritol common in keto foods may increase your risk for stroke. That was USA Today. National News reported artificial sweetener diet drinks and protein bars may increase the risk of heart attack. And CNN wrote, zero-calorie sweetener linked to heart attack and stroke, study finds. And they continued in the article, if your blood level of erythritol was in the top 25% compared to the bottom 25%, there was about a twofold higher risk for heart attack and stroke. They say that's on par with the strongest of cardiac risk factors like diabetes, which you have, John. So I saw those headlines, and in light of that, you know, I contemplated chucking my erythritol because, man, I don't want it to give me a heart attack or a stroke. But then I decided to do a little bit of a judicious review of the scientific literature on this. And here's what I came up with. You know, rather than a knee-jerk response, which is what a lot of the people in the media have had, for example, you know, this gives you an idea, on Twitter, you know, which has got a lot of alarmist stuff, Joel Kahn, MD, writes, "Beware, erythritol sweetener." A guy who has the moniker The Liver Doc writes, "Dear friends, if you are using artificial sweeteners, please read the ingredients label. If you see erythritol as one of the ingredients, please avoid." So, okay, I looked at the actual article, and it's legit. It's from the Cleveland Clinic, which is a prestigious place, and it's by a guy named Dr. Stanley Hazen. He's chair of the Department of Cardiovascular and Metabolic Sciences there, and he's an authority on cardiovascular disease prevention. He's got scores of papers and patents to his credit, so, you know, he's a very, very credible guy. But I remember that name, and it turns out that Dr. Hazen was also the author of a bit of a scare story that has to do with something called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. If you are kind of an aficionado of this stuff, you'll remember that there was a whole lot of concern raised about 10 years ago about choline, which is present in fish and soy, and carnitine, which is present in meat, converting to this bad thing called TMAO. And they said if you measure TMAO, you'll find that people have high TMAO are at risk for cardiovascular disease. The problem is that this particular paradigm has not really fared well under scrutiny because, and I write this in my article, a recent study showed that TMAO may be a neutral bystander to vascular function. That there's a lot of controversy about whether that really has panned out. So, look, I won't hold that against Dr. Hazen, but that scare story did not really ultimately pan out. And, in fact, it's kind of counterintuitive because people who eat a lot of fish, which is rich in choline, they don't have more heart attacks. In fact, au contraire, people who eat a lot of soy, it actually reduces the risk of heart attacks. That's the choline that supposedly makes a lot of TMAO. And studies that look at meat intake, if they control for the healthy user effect, which means people who eat a lot of meat, well, they don't necessarily follow the healthiest lifestyles. But meat per se is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Well, the TMAO theory falls apart. But, okay, so let's look at the new paper. And I'm going to break that down for you, John, if you stay on the line with us, because there are some flaws in the reasoning behind this paper, which has created all kinds of alarms for people who consume erythritol. Erythritol present in some of the natural sweeteners. It's been popularized as something called Truvia. Truvia is a combination of stevia and erythritol. Stevia alone sometimes at least a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. It's not a perfect sugar substitute. It's generally considered very safe, but they add a little erythritol to it and make a hybrid product called Truvia, which people consume a lot of. It's a popular zero-calorie sweetener. So we'll do a deep dive on this study when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. John from Connecticut, stay put. This is Intelligent Medicine. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. Adequate sleep is a cornerstone of better long-term health. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their natural wellness line, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, combines well-studied ingredients offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them and use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're breaking down that new scare story about erythritol for you. And it comes to us from the Cleveland Clinic, which I must say has a great PR department because this paper has some problems. It's a very elegant paper, I will admit, but there's some sleight of hand at work here, and I'll break it down for you. First of all, the paper demonstrates that high blood levels of erythritol really are associated with elevated risk of major cardiovascular events. Okay, so there's that connection. Also, in another part of this paper, they fed volunteers with erythritol, and they demonstrated that they could hike their blood levels of erythritol. So we have the connection between consumed erythritol and higher blood levels. And then finally, they demonstrated that there is a mechanism by which erythritol hikes the risk of blood clots, because it tends to cause platelets to become more sticky. So looking at that, you know, a lot of people be ready to chuck their erythritol because they think they might, drink some erythritol sweetened tea and immediately clutch their chest in pain and succumb to a heart attack. But as many of you Student Intelligent Medicine listeners know by now, correlation is not causation. So while higher blood levels of erythritol may be associated with cardiovascular risk, they may not be the actual cause. All right? So there's a compelling reason to believe that erythritol is not the cause, but rather a consequence of cardiovascular disease, because it turns out that just like cholesterol, in addition to consuming cholesterol, we make it. Our body makes about 80% of the cholesterol in our bloodstream. About 20% comes from diet, more or less. Same thing with erythritol. And it turns out that people who are overweight or have blood sugar problems like metabolic syndrome and diabetes, they make more of it. So it may be that it is a sign of cardiovascular risk and not necessarily the cause of cardiovascular risk. And we call this reverse causation, which is a common error that many people make when they look at two phenomena and wrongly assume that one is the cause while the other is the effect. But what about this thing where the Hazen team demonstrated that feeding volunteers erythritol hikes their blood levels dangerously? Well, they just used 8 healthy volunteers, and they gave them a really big dollop of erythritol in a drink. That's not too realistic, because the drink contained 30 grams of erythritol, and that little sachet, that packet of erythritol that I add to my tea in the morning, delivers only 2 grams. So is this really realistic? You know, how many people actually consume 30 grams? That would be like 15 cups of sweetened tea, right? While we know that high blood levels of erythritol are associated with cardiovascular risk and that platelets can be rendered stickier when exposed to a big hit of that, what's the take home for people who are at low cardiovascular risk and who aren't making a lot of erythritol, and simply enjoy an occasional small amount of the stuff? So here's an interesting fact. So a little pop quiz. What country in the world has the highest intake of erythritol from natural food sources? All right? It turns out it's Japan, whose inhabitants consume many times the amount we Americans do, although now we're catching up because we have these erythritol-sweetened beverages. But they get it from natural sources. The major natural sources of erythritol include soy sauce, sake, beer, mushrooms, and melon, which are all popular in Japan. You can also find it in wine, pears, and grapes. Now, the average American consumes 25 grams per day. The per capita consumption in Japan often exceeds 100 grams. So check it out when we look at the death rate from heart disease in Japan. It's 30.6 per 100,000. And for the U.S., it's 210 per 100,000. So our death rate is many times higher from heart disease. Japan ranks 181 in the world for heart disease. And we're like right up there among the, if not number one, among the top 5. So it turns out that the erythritol saturated Japanese rank first in longevity among all the world's countries. So if erythritol really was such a killer that, you know, it would affect the Japanese, there are actually studies done a while ago that suggest that erythritol may be protective against vascular disease. There was a study that I dug up that says that erythritol consumption acutely improved small vessel endothelial function, and chronic treatment with erythritol reduced aortic stiffness. The conclusion, erythritol may be a preferred sugar substitute for patients with diabetes. So they're saying, not only is it not bad, it might be good. Yeah, well, that's an old study. So people who have GI problems, you can't take too much of these sugar alcohols. They're called polyol, sorbitol, erythritol, xylitol, maltitol. They run through you kind of quickly. They're things to avoid if you're on a low FODMAP diet. But the other thing about these sugar things is they keep you interested in sugar. So if you're really interested in kicking the sugar habit, maybe go easy on these sugar substitutes because they will pique your appetite for sweets, and then you might go for the real thing. That's the bottom line. Don't panic. Erythritol, you know, in modest amounts, not a big problem. This is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about Vital Nutrients. They've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free.
Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, 877-726-8255. We invite your calls, your questions. We're breaking down all the important news stories of the week for you here on the health front. And here's a clickbait headline for you. Men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, study suggests. Okay, it's in a tabloid paper, the Daily Mail. But talk about toxic masculinity. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily. But more germane to at least my personal concerns, you see, I'm a mosquito magnet. And if you want to go hiking, you want to go hiking with me because I will lure all the mosquitoes in the environs to my skin, and they will bite me preferentially and stay away from you. There's just something about my aroma, something about the oils in my skin, my pheromones. These are the attractants that the body manufactures for sexual signaling and communication at a subliminal level that attract mosquitoes. Not necessarily members of the opposite sex, but mosquitoes. Well, they're female mosquitoes, so, you know, maybe there's something to it. They suck human blood, and that nourishes them so that they can lay eggs. All right, this is a breakthrough that I highly anticipate. Researchers map mosquito cells that may help the insects choose tastiest humans. I'm down with that. And it turns out that mosquitoes don't have noses. What they do have, however, is highly sensitive antennae. That's the plural of antennas. Mosquitoes detect odors mostly through their antennae. And scientists have long observed that variations in odors, heat, humidity, and carbon dioxide are factors in attracting mosquitoes to some individuals more than others. And so they're devoting considerable time, effort, and dollars to deciphering the language of the antennae, specifically what it is, what combination of chemicals turns mosquitoes on to the presence of suitable humans to bite. And so they say that further studies will focus on identifying the specific receptors that cause mosquitoes to be attracted to human odors. Okay, and this is a worthwhile study. It's funded by the National Institutes of Health. Research is underway at Johns Hopkins. And so, yeah, maybe in the future we can figure out something that will deter the mosquitoes from biting. It's not some sort of harmful, toxic thing like DEET. You know, you apply it to your skin, and it kills the bugs, repels the bugs, but it's not exactly great because it gets absorbed through your system, and that may not be good for you, especially for young kids. I'm not great about, you know, applying DEET to young kids when they go into the woods. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of innovations, well, you've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. Now they've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that attacks something very, very fundamental to the cause of disease, which is the inflammatory response. Many, many functions in the body have to do with inflammation. That's how a lot of things go wrong, with a lot of itises. And indeed, many degenerative disorders are associated with runaway inflammation. The nutrients in this distinctive formula, BCQ, also support gastrointestinal function, help maintain healthy connective tissue, which applies to the joints. BCQ combines Boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, it's a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain. It's a proteolytic enzyme for healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and I use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. All right, now to that story with the very, very enticing headline, men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, studies suggest. So, you know, the expression, big cojones. Okay, so the implication is that you got to drink a lot of sugary soda to develop that attribute. And the story goes like this. The country's most popular sodas might refresh the parts other drinks can't reach by giving men bigger testicles and making them more masculine, a study suggests. But here's the problem. Research done on mice showed adult males, this is mice, who drank Coca-Cola or Pepsi had higher testosterone levels and larger genitals than their peers. Research in animals, in particularly when it comes to mice, has revealed the cure to many diseases. But, you know, we can sever the spinal cords of mice and we can fix them with this or that or the other procedure and they can learn to walk again. But so far, it doesn't translate to humans. And so this study on mice is suggestive of an effect, I'll admit. But when it comes to suggesting that humans should drink a lot of soda to get bigger nether parts, I'm thinking that's not the correct interpretation. One group of 30 male mice was kept in a cage, and their water bottle was filled with 50% Pepsi mixed with tap water. Another 30 mice were kept in a different cage and given pure Pepsi. The same was done for two groups of mice, but with Coca-Cola. And a fifth group was used as a control and given pure water. The mice could drink as much as they pleased for 15 days. The mass of the mice's testicles was measured on day 0, 5, 7, 10, 13, and 15. Boy, I hate to be the grad student doing that study. I'm measuring mice testicles. Turns out that on day 15, the mass of the mice's testicles is significantly higher in the groups that drank Coca-Cola 100% Pepsi compared with the 50% Pepsi in control groups. There was a dose response effect. The more they drank, the bigger their testicles. But guess what? Taking a lot of sugar can promote faster growth. And that's what these products deliver. Here's the problem. When it comes to humans, study after study has suggested that the more sugar you take in, the more likely you are to become obese. And obesity is associated with the opposite, with a decline in testosterone and a propensity to diabetes, which is very often associated with hypogonadism. Lack of sex hormones. So many diabetic men require testosterone shots to optimize their testosterone levels. They have low T. So this study, this garbage study done in apparently some remote part of China, because I looked at the university that does the studies, and they do a lot of yak research. Maybe they should stick to yak research in the upper research reaches near Mongolia. I'm not thinking this is a good idea if you want to enhance your masculinity. In fact, au contraire, I think it could put a dent in your sexual performance. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, 365, all through the week. Question should occur to you, just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Here's one. When it comes to stomach cancer, what particular food can have a protective effect against the risk of stomach cancer? Bad cancer, because high risk of dying of stomach cancer, the five-year survival rate, relatively low. It can be cured if caught early, but once it's spread, very, very poor prognosis. So definitely want to prevent stomach cancer. The allium vegetable family has antibacterial, antioxidant, and immune modulation properties, and thus suggesting anti-tumor effects. And here's what they did. They did a prospective study. They examined whether allium vegetable intake would change the risk of gastric cancer occurrence. And they also looked at whether this would be modified by vitamin supplementation, specifically garlic supplementation apart from diet, and treatment for Helicobacter pylori, which is a known potential cause of stomach cancer. And they looked at a lot of folks, over 3,000, and they gathered information on the intake of allium vegetables, garlic vegetables, onions, scallions, and what they found was that there was an inverse association of the risk of gastric cancer with total allium vegetable and garlic vegetable intake. And it was particularly strong for those who got placebo vitamins or placebo garlic. And that suggests a potential effect modification by nutritional supplementation, which has an additive benefit with the dietary intake of allium vegetables. So the suggestion, the take-home from this is, yeah, eat a lot of garlic, especially garlic, but also allium family vegetables, which include leeks. I love to make leek soup. Also onions, of course. These are among the allium family. But also consider supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, which has demonstrable immune support and potentially anti-cancer effects. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
What's your age? That's A-G-E. Aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
If you're the kind of person that likes to drive a lot, and your car is a little older, and out of the normal warranty, keep listening. What's going on underneath the hood of your car? If your car is out of warranty, you're at risk of expensive repair bills. Now, for a couple of dollars a day, you can get an extended protection plan for your car. You love your car, so why not give it a little extra care and make sure, if something goes wrong, your bank account is safe. Literally, for a couple of dollars a day, you can give yourself peace of mind that you've purchased a top-tier vehicle repair coverage plan. Call the Auto Protection Network right now and ask how you could save an additional $500 on your policy.
800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. 800-876-7047. That's 800-876-7047.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity only versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, 3D printing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, the largest in its segment, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And I told you about how you can record a question by calling 877-726-8255 anytime you like. And I promised to take some of those calls, so let's hear one.
Two quick questions. Something I read that clinical trials showed that omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, which I give to my husband and myself, can cause an increased risk for atrial fibrillation, which my husband has and is on Eliquis because of it. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, and should I stop giving him the fish oil. And the other thing is a big article that I read in a consumer magazine about cadmium and lead in dark chocolate, which I eat a little piece of every day, and it's 85% cacao, or however you pronounce that.
Okay, so let's tackle the last question first, which is about the high cadmium and lead levels in chocolate. And this is based on a study that was done that used more stringent guidelines than even the EPA uses for food quality. It's based on the Prop 65 guidelines in California, which are so stringent that you know, a lot of ordinary consumer products end up being the subject of class action lawsuits because of this or that or the other thing has above an unrealistic threshold of some of these things. But no question, cadmium and lead are bad, and you don't want a cocoa product that is said to confer health benefits to give you heavy metals. It turns out that cocoa as a plant is what's called a bioaccumulator. It pulls in a lot of toxic things from the soil, including lead and cadmium. And so it's a little hard in cocoa horticulture to prevent that. It's not like they're raising these cocoa plants on some kind of Superfund site. It's just that there's naturally background levels of these things present in the soil, more so in some areas than others. And so you have to be careful. And, you know, just to mention that the company that we talk about here, which is Flava Naturals, they screen very carefully for lead and cadmium. They have a very high flavanol cocoa product, which we'll talk about next hour, which I consider safe, and I consume enormous amounts of it, and it delivers the health benefits without the exposure to the cocoa to the lead and the cadmium. So when it comes to this atrial fibrillation thing, there was a study recently that shows that there's a slightly higher risk of atrial fibrillation in people who consume fish oil. But when it comes to your husband, that ship has sailed already. He has atrial fibrillation. So it's not going to make the atrial fibrillation worse. He needs to keep taking his Eliquis, and he needs to take whatever medication helps him to control his atrial fibrillation. But you know, once you have atrial fibrillation, whether you take fish oil or not, it's not going to make it worse. And it might make things better because fish oil is actually a little bit of a natural blood thinner. So it may make him less likely to have the biggest consequence of atrial fibrillation, which is a stroke. So that, I think, is fine. You know, let's break it down. Two types of arrhythmias. One is atrial fibrillation, which is usually pretty benign, except for the fact that it somewhat increases your risk of blood clots, and therefore you need a blood thinner. And then there's ventricular arrhythmias, which are really the dangerous kind that can cause sudden death. And in fact, that's what DeMar Hamlin recently had on the football field. It caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Ventricular tachycardia, that is, you know, life-threatening. And it turns out that when it comes to fish oil actually has a suppressive effect on the more dangerous kind of arrhythmia, the more life-threatening kind. Atrial fibrillation has been shown to reduce sudden cardiac death by 80%. Omega-3 fats also reduce resting heart rate. They improve heart rate recovery after exercise. There was also a 38% reduction in the firing of defibrillators. So they have implantable defibrillators for people with life-threatening arrhythmias. Dick Cheney was someone who had one of those. And it's working for him, even though he's had, like, you know, 14 heart attacks. The firing of these occur when an arrhythmia develops, and then they send an electrical impulse, which basically shocks your heart the way that DeMar Hamlin was revived on the field. But this is annoying when it happens. You know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get electric shock. When people took fish oil, they had a 38% reduction in painful defibrillator firings during the course of their fish oil supplementation. So another point to be made is Greenland. Let's take a look at Greenland. Lots and lots of omega-3-rich fish, the inhabitants of Greenland, the indigenous population. They have a very, very low prevalence of atrial fibrillation. So if indeed, you know, lots of omega-3 caused atrial fibrillation, I'm thinking, you know, that would be kind of demonstration that that is not the case. Eskimos or Inuit, as they're now called, would have a higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. Turns out that they have a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and not necessarily a higher incidence of atrial fibrillation. So I would say that, you know, I've seen the study, and it's concerning, but for people who already have atrial fibrillation, I don't think it's germane, and in fact, I think fish oil is beneficial when it comes to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. Next hour, we're going to take a look at how the makers of sugary cereals like Lucky Charms are threatening to block the healthy food labeling guidelines in court. They say it's an infringement on their First Amendment free speech rights. What do you think? We'll tackle that subject. 877-726-8255 for calls.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Presidential hopefuls are beginning to focus on Iowa, the leadoff Republican voting state in the 2024 campaign.
Fresh off their appearances at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley both will be traveling to Iowa. Haley will be there in the coming week for a three-day tour featuring two rallies and a foreign policy event. The following week, Trump will go to Davenport, Iowa, to deliver remarks on his education policy. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, who is not yet a candidate, has scheduled events in Iowa later this week to promote his new book. Greg Clugston, The White House.
FBI says four U.S. citizens have been kidnapped after gunmen opened fire on their vehicle in the northern Mexico border city of Matamoros. The four had entered the city across from Brownsville, Texas, on Friday. The new House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party has held its first ever hearing this past week. Iowa's Ashley Henson is a member of the panel, says Beijing's interest in American real estate is very plain and simple.
They're being aggressive and have really ramped up their purchases of American farmland. And I think it's twofold. It's number one, they want to, I believe, ultimately undermine our food security. And number two, they want to buy these pieces of land in strategic locations around the country.
Hinson tells the Salem Radio Network it's just another spy tactic like floating balloons over the U.S. She adds recent land purchases near military installations are just part of the key strategies.
I think the Chinese spy balloon really elevated the conversation for Americans about the risk that the CCP does pose to us economically and in terms of our military as well.
Ensign adds, while China focuses on the U.S. and its citizens with apps like TikTok and WeChat, they continue to abuse their own citizens. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Iranian authorities say more than 50 schools may have been affected by suspected poisoning that have targeted Iranian schoolgirls.
The alleged poisonings began in November in the Shiite city of Ulm, but it remains unclear who or what is to blame. Reports now suggest schools across 21 of Iran's 30 provinces have seen suspected incidents, with girls' schools the site of nearly all the cases. The attacks have raised fears that other girls could be poisoned just for going to school. Interior Minister Ahmed Vahidi said on Saturday that investigators had recovered suspicious samples in the course of their investigations into the incidents. He called for calm amongst the public, while also accusing the enemy's media terrorism of inciting more panic over the alleged poisonings. I'm Sarah Naffa.
South Korea has taken a step toward improving ties with Japan by announcing a plan to raise local civilian funds to compensate Koreans who won damages from Japanese companies that enslaved them during Tokyo's 35-year colonial rule. Townhall.com. There is more fallout concerning those Chinese surveillance tactics.
BGI Group, one of the world's biggest genetics and analysis companies, always contended it would never be involved in human rights abuses. That after the U.S. said there was a danger some of its units might contribute to Chinese surveillance. Well, last week, three BGI units were among Chinese companies added to an entity list that limits access to U.S. technology. Beijing accused Washington Friday of improperly attacking China companies. BGI claims its services are only for civilian and scientific purposes, adding it does not condone and would never be involved in any human rights abuses. Jason Walker reporting.
And remember, you can always check out more on these stories by just logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Why?
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Up first, we saddle up folks and ride into Dodge City for Gunsmoke. And then later, the talented voice actor Hal Burdick plays all the characters in the quarter-hour drama Night Editor. Well, prior to spending 20 years on television beginning in 1955, Gunsmoke Indeed First was a radio program, and it was quite simply one of the best, not just as a Western, but when compared to all of radio's greatest dramas. The lead role of Marshall Matt Dillon was played by big voice William Conrad, and in this example he's joined as usual by Parley Bear as Chester, Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Howard McNear as Doc, with John Daner, Vivi Janis, Vic Perrin, and Lawrence Dobkin. Wrong Man is from November 13, 1954.
Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. A transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Hey, you. Where's the marshal's office?
What do you want the marshal for?
Well, I'll tell him that. Where's his office?
I'm leaning on it.
Oh.
It ain't no use your going in there.
What?
Marshal Dillon ain't around.
Well, where is he?
He won't be back for 2-3 hours.
Oh, I can't wait that long.
Well, I work for him. My name's Chester Proudfoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard of you.
You have?
Yeah, I didn't know who you were. I don't get to Dodge, but seldom. My name's Sam Rickards, Chester. Got me a homestead I'm proving up a few miles west of here in the Arkansas, see?
You got trouble of some kind, Sam?
Oh, no, not me. But I want to show you something. That's my wagon standing over there, the one with a woman sitting on it.
Your wife?
Yeah. Now, come on over. I'll show you. Come on.
What do you want to show me?
You're going to be real surprised, Chester.
I am?
Everybody is, except them that knows me, of course. Here we are. Hey, lady, don't sit there like you was dead. Look around.
That ain't Marshal Dillon, Sam.
The Marshal ain't here, but this is Chester. He works for him.
How do, ma'am?
Howdy.
Chester can take care of everything. Can't you, Chester?
Well, if you'll tell me what it is, maybe I can.
Oh, well, you're going to be real surprised.
Hurry up, Sam. Get it over with. Give him his surprise. You're so pleased.
You shut up or you'll get nothing out of this.
I don't want nothing out of it.
I don't bear no mind, Chester. Come on around to the back of the wagon. I'll show you. There.
Who's that?
I had to wrap him up in canvas. Here, I'll uncover him. Please. There. Take a look at that.
My goodness, where'd you get him?
He rode into my place last night, about supper time. He didn't figure on finding a fellow like me there, I guess.
Say, you must be a whirlwind to shoot a man like him.
Oh, no, it was part luck, I guess. But I didn't haul him in here for nothing, Chester.
Yeah, I know. But Mr. Dillon will have to take care of all that, Sam. It'll be a little while before you get anything.
As long as I know it's coming.
Oh, sure, you'll get it. But right now, you can help me carry him up to Doc so that he can do an autopsy.
It'll be a pleasure.
Dillon?
I found your note downstairs, Chester, so I came straight up. Where's Doc?
He's out back finishing up.
Hey, Doc! Mr. Dillon's here!
What's this all about, Chester? Who killed Bob Hulbert?
Sam Rickers killed him.
Sam Rickers? A homesteader?
Yes, sir. That's what he said he was.
Well, I don't know Rickers well, but he sure never seemed the kind of a man who'd take on an outlaw like Bob Hulbert.
$1,000 reward might have bravened him up.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Matt.
How, Doc?
Well, you've got a good bad man there. You can take him out to Boot Hill and plant him anytime you like, Matt.
That's not much of an autopsy report, Doc.
What's that a report? Hulbert was wanted, dead or alive, so... How he got shot doesn't matter.
How did he get shot?
Twice in the chest. Once in the back.
In the back?
Well, I can't tell you which was first, Matt, but... Get him buried, will you? I don't want him around here all day.
I haven't seen him yet, Doc.
Do you know Bob Hulbert, Matt?
Yeah, some years ago. This is his first time around here, though.
Last time, too. I guess Dodge was too tough for him.
That might be like saying Ford's Theater was too tough for Mr. Lincoln, Doc.
If he was shot in the back first, you mean. Well, there he is. What's the matter, Matt?
Sam Rickers isn't going to collect $1,000 reward for this.
What?
He might hang for it, though. I don't know who he murdered here, but it sure isn't Bob Hulbert.
That place, Mr. Dillon. You think Ricker could prove it up better than that?
Sam Ricker isn't the most enterprising man I ever met, Chester. Not so lately, anyway.
It's sure a funny way to murder somebody, ain't it?
Now we better leave our horses here.
There they are. Almost seen us coming.
Yeah.
Hello, Chester. Marshal Dillon.
Oh, Sam. Ms. Ricker, ma'am.
Howdy.
Say hello to the marshal, Letty.
How do, Marshal?
How do you do, Ms. Ricker?
I like to be called Letty, Marshal. Mrs. makes me feel kind of old.
Why, sure.
Letty. Stop trying to fool people, Letty. You know how old she is, Marshal?
Don't, Sam, please.
Sam, I came out to talk to you about that man you brought into Dodge this morning.
That man? Well, that's the most valuable man I ever run into, Marshal. Well, out of him, I'm going to build me a new house, buy me some hogs and cows, and I don't know what all. I've been telling Letty about all the things I'm going to do with that reward money.
I wish you wouldn't take it, Sam.
What?
I just don't want any part of it. But...
All right, stop that. You...
Hey, you... Interfering with a man and his wife, Marshal?
If I have to, I am. But you're not going to get any reward money, Sam.
What do you mean?
That wasn't Bob Hulbert you killed.
What?
I don't know who it was, but it wasn't Hulbert.
What are you talking about? I knowed him as soon as he rode in here.
How did you know him? Where did you ever see Bob Hulbert?
Well, I seen his picture last week on one of them wanted cards down at the post office.
Yeah, by golly, that's right, Mr. Dillon. I plumb forgot. Them posters come in last week, and I nailed a couple of them up here and there.
I saw his picture, too, Marshal. I recognized him right off.
Well, the man Sam killed looked a little like Hulbert, I'll admit that. But it wasn't him.
Sam.
Shut up, Letty.
But that makes it murder, Sam.
No, no, don't. It was a mistake. Marshal said he looked like Hulbert's picture. It wasn't my fault.
Tell me what happened, Sam.
I didn't murder nobody. It was a mistake.
You want to tell me about it, Letty?
No. I'll tell you. It was like this. We seen him coming. It was about supper time. When he got close, we both recognized him. So I went outside and, well, I told him to keep riding. We don't want no outlaws around here. And then he started to pull out his gun. I shot him. That's how it happened. Ain't it, Letty? Ain't it?
That's right, Marshal. That's what happened.
There's one thing you didn't tell me, Sam.
What?
How come he got a bullet in the back?
Oh, well, he fell off his horse and he was rolling around and I shot him again. Must have hit him back, I guess. You saw it, Letty.
I saw it.
Letty, if Sam went on trial, would you swear to all this in court?
Yeah, I'd swear to it, Marshal.
Hey, you were the only witness to this.
It's the truth, Marshal. Self-defense. Why should I be lying?
I don't know, Sam. I'd just like to know who the man was that just shot.
Well, he was some kind of outlaw. Drawing on me like that.
Maybe, but you were taking quite a chance bucking a man you thought was Bob Hulbert, weren't you?
I ain't afraid of no man, Marshal. No man at all.
Uh-huh. Well, don't ride it too hard, Sam. It might throw you someday. So long.
Gunsmoke with William Conrad will be back right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercials, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
He was killed by mistake, Cutler.
Nobody's killed by mistake. Now, who killed him?
Wait a minute. You did.
It doesn't matter who did.
I'll find out. I'll get the man that done it. You or whoever.
It was a mistake, Catlin. Your partner and Hobart looked enough alike to fool you, didn't they?
You gonna tell me who did it, Marshal?
No.
And I'll find out myself. Jake Haney was as honest and decent a man as I ever knew. He ain't gonna die like this for nothing. I'm gonna kill the man that did it.
You'll kill anybody here and you'll hang for it, Catlin.
Not me. And if I have to kill you too, Marshal.
Don't try it.
I'll see you later.
Sam Ricker won't stand a chance against him, Matt.
I better send Chester out to warn him. He can come hide in the jail if he likes.
He'll like it if he's smart.
Yeah. Oh, Kitty, Doc and I are going to have supper together tonight. Won't you join us?
I gotta eat sometime.
I'll go find Chester, then I'll come back for you.
Okay, Matt.
Morning, Mr. Dillon.
What did you do, Chester? Spend the night out at the Rickers?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
That's a pretty small place. Where did they sleep you?
Oh, there was lots of room, Mr. Dillon. Plenty of it.
Now, what do you mean?
I was all alone. I never did see neither Sam nor Letty.
Are they gone?
It looks like it. But I sure don't know why. Like you said last night, that fella Jake Haney was never around here before, so Sam couldn't have had no reason for wanting to kill him.
Yeah, but Sam had some reason for running off.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Morning, Chester.
Oh, Doc.
I thought you were going out of the Bowers place today, Doc.
I was, Matt, but Bowers sent one of his men in to say they didn't need me after all.
I thought a cowboy busted a leg out there.
That's what they said yesterday.
Well, must be a pretty tough man. Bust a leg and don't want no doctor.
Tough or stingy, one. You know, I charge $20 for a trip like that.
Oh, that's a month's wages for a cowboy, Doc.
So to save $20, he'll probably put a mud cast on it and have a crooked leg the rest of his life.
If he brings his $20 into town and runs it up to $1,000 at faro, he won't care if he has a crooked leg, Doc.
Chester, you trying to ruin my practice?
Oh, I was only kidding, Doc. He'd never run it up to $1,000.
Yeah, but I accept your apology. Well, if that's what it was. Say, Matt, I was talking to Sam Rickers after I left you last night.
Sam Rickers? Aaron Dodge?
He was over at the hotel with his wife. Why?
No wonder I never got to see him.
But did they spend the night in town?
What's wrong with that?
Why, nothing.
Huh? Oh, well, I told them all about Catlin. Everything you told me, Matt, I figured somebody ought to warn Sam. Seeing as how Catlin's staying right there at the hotel, too. That was all right, wasn't it?
That's okay as long as Catlin doesn't know about Sam.
Well, there's no way he can know. Kitty won't talk, and the three of us here sure won't.
Now, he's safe if he keeps his mouth shut. But, I better go talk to him.
Thank you.
all the money Mr. Dolby makes, you'd think he could paint his hotel once in a while, wouldn't you?
Well, if you stay inside, I guess it doesn't matter, Chester.
You.
What's the trouble, Mr. Dolby?
There's been a shooting, Marshal, right here in my hotel.
What?
Now, that's got to stop, I tell you. I won't put up with...
Never mind that. What happened?
Well, I don't know, Marshal. Heard a couple of shots upstairs, ran up, found Sam Ricker's there in the hall. Now, I don't know what happened, but I've kept everybody from going up there.
Come on,
Chester. I don't want them messing around here.
There's Sam. He ain't shot.
What happened, Sam? Nobody said there'd been a shooting.
Yeah, there's been a shooting, Marshal. Look, in this room here.
That's Catlin, Mr. Dillon.
Who killed him, Sam?
I did.
You did?
I had to, Marshal.
Well, tell me what happened.
Well, you see, Doc told me Catlin was looking for who shot his partner, so I got to thinking, and I figured the only way out was to talk up to him. Tell him how I made a mistake. Don't you think that was right?
That doesn't explain killing him.
I better get Letty out here. She saw it. Letty. Letty, come on out here. She can tell you.
What do you want, Sam? Oh, the marshal.
Come out here, I said.
I don't want to talk, Sam.
You'll talk when I tell you to. You saw what happened, and I'm going to explain it to the marshal.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying, Marshal, I wanted to talk to Catlin, so I found out which room he was in, and I went, knocked on the door, and he opened it, and then when I told him who I was, before I could say anything else, he grabbed for his gun. I had to shoot him, Marshal. It was self-defense.
Catlin's gun's laying on the floor in there, Mr. Dillon. He had it out, all right.
You saw it, Letty. Is that what happened?
I saw it.
Tell him, Letty.
I don't want to talk.
Tell him what you saw.
Please, Sam. I feel kind of sick.
Tell...
No!
Stop it, Sam.
Please don't. No!
I told you once.
You've hurt him, Marshal.
I knocked him out. He's not hurt. Sam's no good, Letty. Now, when do you stand up for him? You afraid of him?
He's my husband.
No woman needs a husband like that.
I married him.
Maybe he was different then. But the way he is now, he doesn't deserve a wife. Now, he's no good, Letty, and you know it. And you're going along with him makes you as bad as he is.
No! No, don't say that, Marshal. I'm not. I'm not like Sam.
If you lie for him, you're just like him.
No! No!
Now, tell me what happened. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Was it like Sam said?
No.
All right, then tell me.
I can't stand it, Marshal. I can't stand it no more. Sam's a murderer. I hate him. I won't tell no more lies for him.
I'll go on. He won't hurt you again.
That first man, Marshal. We thought he was that outlaw. He looked like him. So Sam went in and got his gun and sneaked around the house while I was talking to him. He shot him in the back. Like killing a hog. Then he turned him over and shot him twice more in the front. Makes me sick, Marshal.
What about Catlin? Sam killed him the same way?
Of course he did. I tried to stop him, but he had his gun out when he knocked on Catlin's door, and then he shot him just as soon as he opened it. And then he took Catlin's gun and threw it on the floor. I watched him, Marshal.
Marshal, she's lying. Don't listen to her, Marshal. She's a lying woman.
I'm not lying. I saw you shoot both those men like killing hogs.
Wait till I get you alone, Letty. Talking about your husband that way, I'll bust you good.
You won't get her alone, Sam. You're under arrest.
I don't care if you are my husband, Sam. You're a coward. You're a terrible coward.
I ain't. No, I ain't. I killed him, didn't I? I killed two men.
Give me your gun, Sam.
No. You ain't taking my gun. I ain't a coward.
Give it to me.
No.
He tried to draw on you, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Come on, Letty. I'll take you back to your room.
He's dead. Sam's dead.
I couldn't let him shoot me, Letty.
I told the truth like you said, Marshal. And it made me hate him. Talking about him, it made me hate him worse than I ever did.
I'm sorry I had to make you do it.
I ain't even gonna bury him, Marshal. You do it.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm going out and I'm gonna burn down the place. And then I'm leaving here. For good. I'm going now.
Goodbye, Letty.
It ain't your fault, Mr. Dillon. You couldn't have handled it no other way.
No, I couldn't, Chester.
But it is too bad you had to make poor Mrs. Rickards tell on her own husband.
Yeah. But sometimes I wish it was somebody else's job to make people do things like that.
Transcribed under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Ray Kemper and Tom Hanley. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Dee Janis, Vic Perrin, and Lawrence Stopkin. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Wrong Man, a Gunsmoke episode from November 13, 1954. The radio version of Gunsmoke had debuted a couple of years earlier and continued for a decade. The television version with a whole different primary cast overlapped with the radio show for about 6 years, beginning back in 1955, and it continued until 1975, and to present day shows up in reruns. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, the quarter-hour dramatic series Night Editor, right after this break.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals. A 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Savor the many flavors of instrumental jazz from legendary artists such as Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many more. The very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Revel in the saxophone of King Curtis, trumpet of Dizzy Gillespie, drums of Art Blakey, and guitar of Django Reinhardt, to name just a few of the many experiences in the Very Best of Jazz Instrumentals collection. Go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and use promo code JAZZ77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
When you're just starting out, finding your first client can be hard. But here's one way that you can go about winning client number one. Find your ideal client and ask them, what are the results you're looking for? And usually they'll tell you straight away, I need three more customers, or I need this result out of your service. And you say, great, I will work on that result for 30 or 60 days. And when I accomplish it, you commit to two things. One, you'll give me a positive review online. And two, you'll hire me at this rate. And they'll say, wait, you'll accomplish those goals and then I'll hire you? Yep. Might sound a little silly, but it works, and it's a great way to go get client number one.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now a very talented fellow by the name of Hal Burdick. He plays all the roles in Night Editor, and this 1945 episode is called Care of Postmistress Clara. Let's give it a listen.
Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor left, brings you Night Editor. Once again, the presses roll to bring us another yarn from the newsroom as Hal Burdick, your Night Editor, tells us a tensely human story of a woman's love and the dreaded climax it brought her. His story titled, Care of Postmistress Clara.
She wanted to run, but she knew there was no place far enough to escape what awaited her within the next few minutes. Tom Harger was home from prison. After 15 years, the truth was to come out. He was to learn what this woman he trusted had done to him through those years, the shambles she'd made of whatever hope was left him. And when he knew, his hatred would set the terms of the accounting.
Friends, that opening roar of the presses sort of typifies, you might say, the general acclaim Edwards Coffee is winning from coast to coast because of its delicious extra flavor lift. Yes, Edwards is the kind of coffee that really satisfies, makes you really want a second cup. You see, Edwards Coffee is extra rich coffee, blended and roasted under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal supervision, the expert custom way, to bring you all the rich, natural coffee flavor of Edwards' exclusive blend. And to keep that delicious flavor and aroma absolutely fresh, every pound is ground immediately after roasting, then vacuum-packed to seal in all the pure, rich coffee goodness. Yes, friends, if you're particular about coffee, if you like really good coffee, by all means, try Edwards Coffee. It's truly grand. Edwards Coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, it's late at night and the newsroom tension is quieting. In a few minutes, the final edition will be on its way to the presses and all the staff except the late watch crew will be going home. Bobby puts the cover on his typewriter, closes his desk, and strolls over to Hal's office in the corner.
It's getting to be that time of night, Hal.
Yep. As soon as the run starts, we can call it a day, Bobby.
And what a day. Do you realize we didn't even get out for coffee tonight?
I do, which is tough on a couple of men who like their mid-evening cup. By the way, as we leave the building, don't let me forget to mail that letter to my young nephew.
Okay. Where is he now, Hal?
Oh, I don't know. Out in the Pacific somewhere with the Navy.
Address, care of Fleet Post Office, San Francisco.
Yeah, that's it, Bobby. You know, I never write that direction, which has become so common to all of us, that I don't recall another care of address that once was the basis of an intensely human story. I was remembering it tonight.
What was that, Chief?
Well, I call it Care of Postmistress Clara.
Huh? Care of Postmistress Clara? Who's she?
Oh, very sweet, gentle person who was postmistress in the foothill town of Glen Oaks for many years.
But I don't get it. Did people address letters to the folks in town in care of her?
Well, while we're waiting, I'll tell you the story, Bobby. A story few people know. A story that came to its climax one summer afternoon a number of years ago. The afternoon Tom Harger came back to Glen Oaks from 15 years in prison. Came back to the accounting that she knew must be made. Standing back of the honeycomb of mailboxes in the front corner of her little dry goods and notion shop, she saw him across Main Street talking with Dr. Boland. For an instant, she couldn't believe it. His sentence was for life with no chance of parole. Yet, there he was. She pulled back from the window, pressing her trembling body against the wall for support. Not even time to think, to decide. Tom Harger was back. After 15 years, the truth was to come out. He was to learn what this woman he'd trusted had done to him through the years, the shambles she'd made of whatever hope was left to him. And when he knew, his hatred would set the terms of the accounting. In the little living room back of the store and post office, she awaited his coming while the years stood in judgment around her. The people of Glen Oaks had liked Tom Harger from the day he first came there 18 years before and found a place in Stanton's hardware store. They accepted him for what he was without prying into what might have gone before, and he in turn quickly justified their friendship, taking a willing part in community affairs, the church, the modest social life of the village. And it was no surprise when his attention centered on Leela Stanton, though there were some who said her father's money and position had made her a little too flighty for a steady, earnest fellow like Tom, and he might have done better to look twice at Clara. Whatever she may have thought, she kept within the secret boundaries of her own heart, and to the world was only glad for Tom and Leela. After all, she was only postmistress Clara, and probably would be known as the town spinster someday. Then it happened, and the suddenness of it stunned the town of Glen Oaks. Two strangers had arrived one morning, and with a shock of lightning from a clear sky, the news flashed through the village. Tom Harger wasn't the fine, upstanding young man they believed. He was an escaped convict from a Midwestern prison, mixed up in a gang robbery and killing. They were there to take him back. When Clara heard it, she wanted to hurry to his side. She wanted to unlock those secret places of her heart, tell him she believed in him, she'd stand by him. But she couldn't. Only one woman had the right to do that. Leela Stanton. But Tom had come to her, and there in the little living room, alone. "I'm going to ask a favor of you, Clara. Oh, if there's anything I can do, Tom, I shan't even try to see Leela. Her father wouldn't permit it, even if she was willing." She wanted to put her arms around him, cradle his head against her shoulder, let her love for him bring hope back to his haggard face. But she could only sit there, waiting for him to go on. "I don't expect anyone to believe in me, unless it's you, Clara. Believe that my real guilt was only that of a dumb kid who didn't know what he was doing when he drove a getaway car. It was no excuse, but when I was sent up with the others, I thought it wasn't fair. And when the chance to escape came, I took it. I thought I could build my life all over again. This proves I've been wrong a second time. This trip I go back for no one knows how long." Beyond the door, one of the officers called impatiently. "Clara, someday after I get back there, maybe I'll write to her. Tell her the truth. Let her judge for herself whether she wants to wait for me. I can't send it to her. Her father would tear it up. But maybe I could send it to you, and you could see that she got it. We could fix up some code that would tell you, some words on the envelope. Of course, I see all the mail first, Tom. Just address it in my care. I'll know. Yeah, that's it. I'll address it care of Postmistress Clara. Nothing else, not even her name. There'll be no chance of anything going wrong."
We'll be back with more of the Night Editor right after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
When it comes to TVs, you've probably heard the term OLED, referring to perfect contrast, viewing angles, and an amazing TV picture. But now LG has developed OLED monitors, and the experience of sitting in front of a 40-inch OLED LG monitor for gamers is pretty awesome. Gil Pereira from LG explained.
"I think most of the hardcore gamers on the PCs, they'd be using a monitor, which typically, I would say in most cases, around 27, maybe even some 32 inches. Very exciting news that we launched a 42-inch OLED. We're talking about a 4K self-lit OLED panel with all of the gaming features gamers are looking for, right? Variable refresh rate, G-Sync compatibility. So the pixel density on that TV from that distance is going to be just unparalleled, right? So very exciting from a relatively large screen gaming solution.
Check out these amazing monitors at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now, back to the Night Editor on When Radio Was.
6 months went by before the first letter came. In the mound of letters, newspapers, packages that poured from the sack onto the sorting table, it seemed to call out to her. No name on it, just care of Postmistress Clara, Glen Oaks. The white hands that picked it up burned under the touch of it. His first letter to be delivered secretly. And only that morning, Leela had stood in the little shop saying, I want you to be one of the first to know, Clara. I'm going to marry Laurie Kendry next month. Laurie? But Tom? Oh, please don't mention him. I'm trying to forget that unfortunate part of my life. That night she sat alone, the unopened letter on the table before her. Care of Postmistress Clara. Tom Harger putting his heart, his will to live, in her hands. It couldn't be delivered after what Leela had said, yet what was she to do? Write him? Tell him what had happened? She, who always would love him, be the one to quench the tiny flame of hope that could make the long years ahead of him bearable? She didn't try to excuse or explain it to herself. But with the coming of dawn, she put the unopened letter in an old trunk and then sat down to write a reply. To write tender words of belief in him, of courage to face the years, of willingness to wait. And when she came to the end, she wrote, I love you. And signed it, Leela. Tiny voices within her cried out a warning against the falsehood of the signature. But the louder voice of her love silenced them. It was for him, the one thing that might even keep him alive. She would take whatever reckoning her deception might store up for her. And now, after 15 years, the hour of that reckoning was here. In the trunk, the pile of letters, care of Postmistress Clara, had grown with the passing of those years. Each one unopened, but each one answered over the signature of Leela. From the first blind, desperate beginning so long ago, the web of her deception, born of her love for him, had grown until now it had the power to destroy her. Attorney Maxwell, Dr. Bolin, they'd said his escape in the long ago had taken away all hope of parole when he was taken back. But they were wrong. Tom Harger had returned, and accounting was to be made. She heard the door to the shop open and close. Then he was standing in the open door to the living room. Then coming toward her, hands outstretched, face glowing. Well, Clara! She wondered at the strength that brought her to her feet. Tom?
Well, the bad penny has turned up again. You're looking very well.
For a man who spent 15 years in prison.
His laughter was gay, carefree. His voice had the eagerness of the youth they once had known together. She let him do the talking, her mind too dulled by what she so soon must reveal to him to do more than mumble answers. Then, you know why I came back, of course, Clara.
Of course.
The letters. Oh, I don't know what I'd have done if it hadn't been for them. If I hadn't known someone was waiting for me. Given up, I guess. I wanted to see you first thing and tell you what it meant to me. Even before... He let the sentence go unfinished, but she knew what he was thinking. Even before he went to Leela. Leela, who wasn't there waiting for him, who never had been. Saying thank you for what you did doesn't express it, Clara. I guess...
Tom.
Yes?
Tom, your letters to her. They're all in the trunk there, unopened. She never saw them. She was planning her marriage before the first came. And the answers, I wrote them. All those years you were in prison, I let you believe she was waiting for you. I knew what it meant to you. I knew it was the one thing that would make you want to live. You've come home to nothing but the deception I dealt for you. And if you kill me for it, it's no more than I deserve.
She sank into the chair, sobbing. Above her, his voice was hoarse with emotion.
Did it mean so much to you that I should want to live?
Her whispered, yes, was a faint echo of her agony. His fingers sunk into her shoulders harshly as he lifted her to her feet again, swinging her around to face him. Then she heard his voice saying, don't you suppose I knew, almost from the start, who sent those letters, who wrote the words I love you at the end of each, no matter what name was signed to them?
You knew?
From the day Doc Boland sent me the announcement of Leela's wedding. I knew, and it made me want to live for the day of my return.
Tom.
Her eyes were open now, searching his face frantically, then closing again as his lips brushed her cheek and she heard him saying, for 15 years, my happiness has been in care of Postmistress Clara. I'd like to keep it there, if you don't mind.
Friends, did you know that roasting coffee not only turns the coffee golden brown, but actually develops richness of flavor, actually adds to it? I mention this because it sort of typifies the way Edwards coffee is blended and roasted to give you an extra flavor lift. Yes, something extra goes into Edwards coffee to make it extra good. And that's the care, the knowledge of fine coffees, the patient coffee know-how learned over many, many years. Each pound of Edwards coffee is blended and roasted under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula. Blended by flavor, not by weight, from the choicest Central and South American coffee beans. Each pound is roasted by the modern heated air thermalo process, which brings out the full, delicious, natural flavor. Then immediately ground and vacuum packed. Your guarantee of perfect freshness. Yes, it's wonderful coffee. Try a pound and see. If you don't thoroughly enjoy Edwards' extra flavor lift, your money refunded. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. And now, Hal has a word for us about next week's yarn from the newsroom.
Well, it's a humor story about old Justice of the Peace Obadiah Trent of Terryville. Judge Obie, who used a long-forgotten law to save a girl's home from being taken away from her. It's titled... The Law's Delay. And I think it'll bring you some smiles when I tell it in the newsroom next week. Good night.
Be sure to join us next week at this same time when the Roar of the Presses brings us Hal Burdick, our night editor, in another of his famous yarns. This is Bill Baldwin saying good night for Edwards Coffee.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
For 1945, night editor and the episode Care of Postmistress Clara. Hal Burdick played all the characters in that story. Very interesting. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard from Gunsmoke. And on that radio series, Georgia Ellis was Miss Kitty, but she was passed over when the radio show was added to television. Can you name the actress who played TV's Kitty Russell? I'll name her and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. You got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
No, it's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, Skip, it, you wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10-CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that when Gunsmoke was added to television, Georgia Ellis, who was radio's Miss Kitty, like all the other primary cast members, was passed over, with the role handled instead by Amanda Blake. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, please stop by the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.